Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chaf Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. We learned in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that even though Chazal were quite lenient in accepting the testimony of different individuals who come and testify that a woman's husband passed away. And the reason Chazal were lenient, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, says b'shem iguna akilu barabanan. Chazal wanted to be lenient when it comes to a woman being able to get remarried to not remain alone. There are five women that the Gemara over there identified who we can't rely on to tell us that the husband is no longer alive, because they have a particular dislike. To this woman, and therefore, even if it may cause them issues, they cannot be trusted to say that this woman's husband passed away. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Afanoshim, even those women who are Masechta Yevamos, Einan Amonis, are not trusted Loima Meisbala to come and say that this woman's husband passed away. Namanis Lavi Skita, we are. Do allow them to be the shlich to bring the get and to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Who are these women? Chamaisa, her mother-in-law, because a mother-in-law, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, has this dislike to her daughter-in-law because she knows when she will pass. She knows that when she will pass away, her son is the Yerush Midaraisa, and since her son is the Yerush Midaraisa, his wife, which is the daughter-in-law, will be the one that will get all the assets, the Yerusha, and that causes this dislike. Chamoisa, or Bas Chamoisa, her husband's sister, because again, she feels that it's unfair that her brother, an extension, his wife, this woman we're speaking about, will get the entire Yerusha of her parents, and she will be left. She will be left with nothing. Chamoisa, the Bas Chamoisa is a Tarasa, a co-wife that we understand why two women who are married to the same man obviously compete and therefore don't get along. The Yevimta is the woman who's married to her husband's brother, and she's always concerned that this woman that we're talking about, husband, will die without children. And then her husband will have the obligation of Yibum. And like that, they'll become tsaris, they'll become co-wives. Ubas Bala, her husband's daughter. Again, because she's upset that this woman that we're speaking about has taken her mother's place. And therefore, all of these women have a dislike. So ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah itself, Mayim ben get Lemisa, why are we lenient and accept let them bring the get, but we don't allow them to say testimony that the husband died? Because when we have a get, we have a piece of paper in front of us. And since we have a piece of paper in front of us, that is an indication that indeed they are divorced. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, a woman could bring her own get from Chutz Laretz. However, when she brings her get, she has to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, as we've been learning throughout our Masechta. As the Gemara, we're saying that these women are trusted, v'tanya can bring the get, v'tanya says, the Gemara, haven't we learned in a braisa, shem she'en aman uslam emes ba'ala, just like the Gemara Masechta Yevamos teaches us, that we can't rely on them to say testimony that the husband passed away. We don't trust them to say that. We don't trust them to bring the get. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Lakasha. Kan, our Mishnah that says that we could trust them is referring to Eretz Yisrael. The Kan, and the Braisa that says we cannot, is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, but Eretz and Eretz Yisrael, the loy avdata dibarakum askinan, where we don't nearly need the b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam, namenis. B'chutzlaretz, but when a get comes from chutzlaretz, that the dibura de day samchinen, we rely on the b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, because without that we don't have a proper delivery of the get. Therefore, lahemna, in those cases, in that case, we don't trust her. These women who have this dislike. Amalei Abayis, who asks about Rabbi Yosef, Ad Rabbi Ifchim Estabra, we can make a counter argument. Baritz, the Iyas Abalim Arer, if in Etz Yisrael, since the statement of Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, was not declared, and therefore we don't have the protection in this get of Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam. So if the husband is going to come and make an issue about the get, Mashbichinim Bei, it's going to be something that we're going to be concerned about. Dikele Meimer, Lekakul Kam Chavna. So then we could say that what happens here is these women who don't like this woman brought the get, even though it's not really a proper get, and then there is no protection of Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam, because it need not be said in Eretz Yisrael. And then when the husband comes and makes an issue with the get, it'll be an issue that will be accepted, because, again, as we said, this get does not have the protection of Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. So therefore, in such a case, Lo Mehemna, we ought not to allow these women to bring the get. However, b'chutzlarts, if the get was brought from chutzlarts, and when the get is brought from chutzlarts, so then the asabal ma'arer, that if the husband then comes and makes a issue, the asabal ma'arer loy mashgichin ba, what he says doesn't make a difference, because they have the protection of the get. They have the protection of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, Mehemna. So we should believe her. So why do you say this, the one? Says Tosfos, that even though Rabbi Yosef holds that the husband will not be trusted, but we have to be concerned about Edom. And that's why Rabbi Yosef said that even though if it was brought from Chutzlaretz, and Befani Nechtam was said, the husband can't make a claim, but if there would be two Edom to bring the get, then the halach is that there will be ma'ara on the get. Then, of course, we have to take what they say seriously. And since that's the case, these women who bring the get, we're concerned about what their intentions are. That's why we don't have to worry. How does Abaye defend himself? Abaye defends himself. He says, the likelihood of Edom coming and making an issue on the get is so remote that we should be concerned that these women are bringing the get. And after these women are bringing the get, there will be Edom that will come and say that the get is no good. It's so unlikely. Since it's so unlikely, it's not something that the halacha has to take into consideration. According to Abaye, that why is he not concerned how's Abaye going to explain the Mishnah? Is Abaye going to explain that the Mishnah really answered the question? Once there's a get, the fact that there's a get is already, and that's what the Mishnah meant to say, it's such a strong indication that she truly is divorced. All these concerns, which sometimes are there and sometimes aren't there, and that's something that the halacha takes into consideration. Tanya Kavasei Dabaya, Rishim Melozo Oimim Mishim Rav Kiva, Ish Namenes Lavi Geta, a woman could bring herself a get. We allowed a woman to bring a get herself. And of course, the concern is that if we allow a woman to bring her own get, why should we not be concerned that she's interested and marrying another man? And the reason she's interested, and therefore she forged the get, just that she should be able to marry this other man, why is that not a concern? In Kavachimer, and we learned it from Kavachimer. these women that we're discussing in our shiur today, that throughout halacha we know are not trusted when they said the husband died. Namanas, Lavigita, are trusted to in our Mishnah to deliver the get. So certainly says the Gemara, Isha, he, the woman herself, Shinamanis Lamamas Bala, that is trusted to say her husband died, as the Gemara Masechet Yevamos teaches us many times. The Gemara Masechet Yevamos teaches us many times, Meshimi Guna Kula Barabonin, Chazal did not want that this woman should have to remain alone. And one of the things they instituted because they didn't want a woman to have to remain alone is that she says her husband is dead, we believe her. And the Gemara always answers, and the Gemara always adds, because Isha Daika Mitzvah. She's not just going to say it without being careful. Because if she reports to us that her husband passed away, and then it turns out that the husband shows up and she got remarried, the halacha would be Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. She could not remain with not with the second husband and not with the first husband. So we're lenient in letting her get remarried based on her own testimony with all the reasons that we just gave. And it didn't. So certainly, Namanas Lahavigita, she is to be trusted that to bring her own get. And as the Merim Shif points out, that the Gemara could have added that another point to this conversation, and that is that here we have Ksav Mechiach, we have the piece of paper. But the point is the same. But says the Gemara, Makam Shvasa, but from where you're learning, we can ask we can learn another halacha. Malahalan, just like when the Mishnah speaks about women bringing the get, Tzricha Shiemri b'fenenu b'fenechtu b'fenenu nechtam, Afhi, so too when a woman brings her own get, the halacha is she has to say b'fenenu nechtav or b'fenenu nechtam. Amar Vashi, Masnisa Nami Deika. What Abaye just said, we could see that halacha from our Mishnah itself, the Tani. We learned in the Mishnah, Hishi Atma via Geta, a woman could bring her get, Ovachi Tzricha Loima. So the fact, Shmamino, the fact that she has to say that, let's say, Befari Nechtam, obviously, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the get came from Chutzlar Tetz Yisrael. And that's where the halacha is that you have to say Befari Nechtam. That's where halach, of course, as we began the Masechta, taught us that we have to say Befari Nechtam, Befari Nechtam. Reb Yosef, how will he explain the Mishnah? According to Reb Yosef, does it make sense that the Reish of a Sefer, the previous Mishnah, spoke about Hakol Ksheim Lovis get me Chutz Micher Shoit V'Katan? And we explained in our previous year that the reason a blind person can't bring a get, because when you bring a get from Chutz Loretz, you have to say Befari Nechtam, Befari Nechtam, and the person who unfortunately is blind, is unable to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. So that Mishnah is clearly speaking about somebody who brought a get for Chutz Laretz. Our Mishnah is also speaking about the get who came from the end of the Mishnah, when the woman brings her own get, is speaking about she brought a get from Chutz Laretz, and she has to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. And now you're saying that the Mishnah, that beginning of our Mishnah, that says that the five women who brought the get are bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. So how does that make sense that the first case and the last case are speaking about getting from Chutz Laretz and the middle case is talking about a get in Chutz Laretz? Says the Gemara in. That's a legitimate way of explaining the Mishnayis. Reish is safer for Chutz Laretz. We're going to say that the first case and the last case are Chutz Laretz, Metzias Ba'aretz. And he says, Rabbi Yosef, Mamai, what pushes us in that direction? Midatani, because we learned in the Mishnah, Ma ben get la Misa. Why by Misa? Why when the reporting that the husband is dead, do we not trust these five women? And by get, we do trust these five women, because we explain Sheksav Mechiach, because we have a get. The like Tani, Sheksav Peh Mechiach. The Mishnah did not add the fact that they're also saying Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Says Rabbi Yosef, clearly, our Mishnah is of the opinion that what is critical here, is that changes the halacha here from what we learned in Masechta Gittin, is the fact that you said before that you have the get, that these women, that there's an actual get in their hand. Once we've established that that's the way to understand, once we've established that that's the way to understand our Mishnah, so we see that the Mishnah did not focus on the Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. According to Abaya, the focus of our Mishnah was the Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. And if that is the case, why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it is a proof, because Befani Nechtam is not a consideration in our Mishnah. The consideration in our Mishnah is only the fact that there is a get. How will Abaya defend himself? Rabbi Yosef is making a very, very strong point that our Mishnah seems to indicate that the only important factor in our Mishnah is that you have a get, not the Befani Nechtam, which Abaya has considered very critical. So explain the Rishonim. Rashi says that the Mishnah did not have to say, according to Abaye, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. After we're learning this Masechta, already so many blood of our Masechta, up to Taf Chav Dalad, and we know that whenever you bring a get, you have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. It's obvious that that is what the Mishnah is referring to, and it wasn't necessary to say that Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam is part of the consideration. And that's why Abaye said it's only a factor when the get is being brought from Chutz Laretz. We learned in Mishnah, Hiisha Atzmaviyah, a woman herself could bring her get, but she has to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. But ask the Gemara, this doesn't seem to make any sense. Isha, Michimata Get Aliyada, a woman from the moment that she receives the get, Igrishallah. So when we speak in our Masechta about a get being brought, it's only because the get is being sent from Chutz Laretz to Yisrael. The get is being sent from Chutz Laretz to Yisrael, and the person, the shliach, we want to make sure that everything is fine, says Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. But if this woman received the get already in Chutz Laretz, if this woman already received the get in Chutz Laretz, then why? She's already divorced. There's no process of shliach and bezdin. There's no validation process. So why does she have to say, why is there need to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam? There's a machlokes rishonim on how to understand this Gemara. The Rambam means to say that if a woman comes from Chutz Laretz with her own get, Befani Nechtam testimony is not necessary. Because if a woman shows up from Chutz Laretz with a get in her hand, we assume that this get is a legitimate get, that she didn't do anything improper forging a get, and therefore there's no need for Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. The Ravid has just the opposite approach. The Ravid's approach is, as we've been learning through Adam Asechta, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam actually represents a tremendous leniency. And as we often learn, Mishim Iguna Kila Barabonim, Chazal were lenient, and they allowed that the statement of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam is adequate. Says the Ravid, when do we say that? We say that when a shliach brings a get. So when a shliach brings a get, there's really not much room for concern. Since there really isn't much room for concern, Chazal said we'll be okay with him just saying Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. But says the Ravid, what the Gemara here means to ask is, when a woman brings her get, there's a real concern that this woman, as the Gemara said, Shemen Nosnei Nebecher, maybe she's anxious to get married to someone else. And because she's anxious to get married to someone else, she's forged the get, and this entire thing is not true. And in such a case, says the Ravid, the Gemara means to say is that Befani Nechtam is inadequate, says the Gemara, correct. But we're going to learn like the Rambam, that as soon as she sees the get, she is normally divorced, and there's no need to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. The case here is Amar Rav Huna Ba'omer, where the husband gave it again in Chutz Laretz, says, and Ba'omer like this Gar Shaba, don't, you are not to be considered divorced. You're not considered divorced. Ela b'fnei Bezdin Pliny. Only when you deliver the get in front of that Bezdin. That's only when the get will be effective. Says the Gemara, fine. Saif, saif, kimat yahasam. But at the end of the day, when she gets there, igra shaba, she's divorced. And no need for any procedure. Ela amar Rav Huna bar Manoach m'shmei d'Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ika. Damala kimat yahasam. What I want you to do is, when you get that Tesrol, ancheya ara, put the get down on the floor, and then pick it up. So what she was, she was appointed to be a shliach lohaylocha, to bring the get to the Bezdin, and then she picks it up from the floor. But now that she was appointed to be a shliach halocha, she's the halocha that we began the Masechta, of that a shliach lailocha has to say b'fani nechtam is in place. Ask the Gemara if that's the case that we're explaining that our Mishnah is referring to, where the husband instructed her, put the get down on the floor, bring the get to the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, put it down on the floor, and then pick it up. So this would be a situation where a woman was told to pick up a get from the floor, Vama Rava, and Rava says that is not an acceptable way of giving a get to a wife. Vama Rava, Tli getach me'al gabi karka, a woman who's instructed to pick up the get from the floor, Lo'a Meklum, it's not a valid divorce, because he explains, as we've been learning, the Torah in describing the procedure of giving a get says, V'nosam b'yodo, the husband has to put the get into the wife's hand, telling her to pick it up from the floor is not V'nosam b'yodo. Ella, says the Mishnah, speaking about a case, Damala, have a shlich loyloch ad matos hasam, you be the shlich loyloch until you get that Tesrol, V'chimatos hasam, and when you get that Tesrol, have a shlich l'kabala, now you should be a shlich l'kabala for yourself, the kabli agitech, to accept you get for yourself. In other words, the husband appointed her should to be both a shliach loylocha and a shliach lekabola. And what happens in Eretz Yisrael is that she transitions from being a shliach loylocha to a shliach lekabola, and from when she's transitioning from being a shliach halocha to a shliach lekabola, that's when the halacha is that when a shliach lailocha from Eretz Yisrael gives a get to a shliach lekabola in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha, as we began the Masechta, is that's when b'fani nechtav has to be said. But as the Gemara, that isn't a valid halachic situation, because the halacha by shlichas is lechazer shlichas etz labal. In order to be considered a valid shliach, one has to be able to go back to the person who appointed you, to appoint them as a shliach, and say, "Asisi shlichusacha, I've accomplished my mission." This woman who is becoming automatically, as she walks into Bezdin, from being a shliach lailocha to a shliach lakabalah, there's no time in between. There's no situation that while she finishes her job, so to speak, of being shliach lailocha, that she should be able to become a shliach lekabala. She automatically becomes a shliach kabala, and since that happens, Rashi explains, since it happens automatically, this is the way Tosfos actually explains, since it happens automatically, there was no interval for her to be able to go back and say shliach lailocha. The other way that Rashi seems to learn, similar to Tosfos, but Rashi seems to learn that the shlichus only ends at the point when the shliach could go back to the person who sent them and say, "Asisi shlichusacha, I've done it." Here, since that isn't possible, because when she walks in, she automatically becomes a shlich l'kabala,
since it happens automatically, there's no chance for her to be able to there's no chance for her to be able to, for this to be halachically valid. The Ritva explains that the issue here is that when a get is delivered to a wife, then it has to go from the husband to the wife. Since she becomes automatically, the way the Gemara is describing it now, a shlich l'kabbalah, so Ritva says it's similar to what we learned a moment ago, where a woman was told, Tli getech me'al gabe karka, pick up your get from the floor. Just like the Gemara said that that is unacceptable, this would be similar to that case as well. Another explanation that the Miri suggests, that the woman, by becoming a shlich l'hilocha of the husband, becomes like the husband, because of the halachic concept of shlucha shel adam kamaisai. And since now she really, in this situation, is acting as the husband. And a husband cannot be a shlich l'kabbalah to accept the get for his wife. Another explanation that the Magen Mishnah says, that just the opposite. His approach is that the woman can't be a shlich l'kabbalah, because she never loses the status of being a shlich l'hilacha. And as long as she is a shlich l'hilacha, she cannot become at the same time a shlich l'kabbalah, says the Gemara. So we're back to where we started. What is the case of our Mishnah? Damala, says the Gemara, what the case of our Mishnah is, that the husband told the wife, have a shlich l'hilacha ad matas ha'hasam, you be a shlich l'hilacha to bring the get to Etzisrael, v'chimatas hasam, when you get to Etzisrael, shavi shlich l'kabbalah, you should appoint somebody else to be a shlich l'kabbalah on my behalf to take the get. And at that point, she says, b'fari nechtam, when she gives it to that person, who will ultimately be her shliach, to take the get on her behalf. Says the Gemara, ha'nicha, this teretz is understandable, l'man d'amar, according to the opinion that we're going to learn later in our Masechta, on daf samach gimel amabeis, that shliach, oisa shliach, l'kabel gita miyat shliach ba'ala. That the halach is that the woman doesn't have to be the one to take the get from the shliach l'ilocha. The woman could appoint a shliach kabbalah. Eleman d'omer, according to the opinion that ain't isha oisa shlich l'kabel gita miyat shlich ba'ala, that the halach is that since there's a shlich l'haylocha, the Gemara over there teaches us, Rashi here says that the Gemara over there teaches us that this opinion holds that the husband sent the get with a shlich l'haylocha, and what he was saying with sending the get with a shlich l'haylocha is that I want you and only you to take the get, and no one else, says the Gemara Maikla Meimer. Answered the Gemara, Tamamai, why did we just explain why if a husband sends a get with a shlich l'hilocha, and what he's essentially saying is that I insist that the wife herself, my wife herself, receive the get, not a shlich l'kabbalah, mishum ikka b'zayis d'bal. The husband doesn't want to be embarrassed that the wife herself should not be taking the get, that only a shlich is taking the get. Hacha, in this case, where the husband is issuing all of these instructions, obviously, ba'ala kapid, the husband doesn't mind. And since the husband doesn't mind, that's why it would be acceptable. Says the Gemara, hanich l'man damer, yes, according to the opinion that says that a shlich l'hilocha cannot give a get to a shlich l'kabbalah is because mezayin the ba'al, because it's something that we know that the husband doesn't want to see happening here. Here we know that the husband doesn't care if this is what's happening. It's actually the way he instructed that this entire giving over the get should take place. As we've learned earlier, one of the ways that a get can be given to a wife is by depositing it in a chatzar. But as we also learned, it's only acceptable if the chatzar in which the get was given is hers at the time that the get is deposited in that chatzar. But if the chatzar becomes hers only after the get was delivered, deposited there, it would not be acceptable. And because it's yad, because the reason chatzar is effective, it's considered like you put it into our hand, and the hand is hers at the time of the receiving, not later. And that's why we're concerned that if by shlich l'kabbalah, we're concerned that we'll get mixed up. If we're going to allow a shlich l'kabbalah to take the get from the shlich l'halacha, people may make the mistake, and the Gemara explains over there, and accept a case of a chatzer abal achimikan. And that's why the Gemara over there says that opinion holds that we never allow a shlich l'kabbalah to take a shlich a get from a shlich l'halacha. If that's the case, mayik l'meimer, how are we going to be able to understand our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Damala, we're going to have to explain our Mishnah that the case is that he's told the wife, have a shlich l'halacha ad matzos hasam. First, I'm appointing you to be a shlich l'halacha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. The kimatas hasam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, shav shlich l'halacha, appoint a different shlich l'halacha to take the get and give it directly the kabbalas getach minah, and then you will accept the get from the second shlich l'halacha. V'ibay seima, another way of explaining our Mishnah. You be a shlich l'halacha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. The kimatas hasam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, emei kamei beidine, say, b'fani nechtav, as is the halacha for any shlich who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Then, u'mashve beidine shliach, then you make the bezdin into a shlich l'halacha, and after you make the bezin into a shlich l'halacha, le'sinelech, the bezin will give it to you. So Taisus explains that what is the difference between these two reasons. So Taisus says, in one reason, she's saying b'fanenech at the time of the gerushin. That's the first teretz. The second teretz, she's saying it when she gives it to bezin. And another teretz, that the Ramban, another nafkamina is that in the first teretz, she doesn't have to say shlich bezdin ani. In the second teretz, she would have to announce that she's a shlich bezdin. Hadon lachamevi get. Says the Mishnah called get shenechtav shloi l'shem isha. If the get was not written l'shma for the woman who's getting divorced, posel, it's disqualified. Ketzad. And the Mishnah explains what does it mean. If somebody is walking in the street, the Shama calls Seifer Makrin, and he hears Seifrim that are teaching their Talmidim how to write a get. And the Seifer, the teacher, is saying, Ish Pliny, Megaris is Plinus. This man is divorcing this woman, Memakim Pliny. And this man who's walking by says, Zeshmi Vizeshemishti. What a coincidence. My name is the same name as this Seifer teacher has used as an example. And this name of the woman is the same as my wife. And the get was, and I'm anxious, and I'm actually thinking of divorcing my wife. That get, since it wasn't written l'shma, the halacha is that the get is possible. The Mishnah began by saying, kol get shenichtev shloi l'shem isha, if it wasn't written l'shma. But the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, not only is there a halacha of l'shma on the woman, the halacha of l'shma also applies to the man. The reason the Mishnah used the woman as the example, because as we know, the halacha of l'shma is learned from the pasuk of the Kos of Law. So the primary source of the halacha of l'shma is stated by the woman. So that's why the Mishnah spoke about the woman, but the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference. So as we explained, that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the Seifrim are writing the get to learn how to write Gittin, and it will be acceptable. So Tosfos asks, that we learned in Masechta Soita, that one could take the parsha of Soita in a Sefer Torah,
and use it for the Parsha Saita, even though the halacha is that it has to be written Lishma. Why is the Parsha Saita versus different than here? It says Tosfos that when somebody writes the Parsha of the Torah, what he has in mind is that for whatever purpose it will be needed, it can be used. And if it turns out that it's needed to go through a Saita procedure, so be it. A get, that isn't enough. It has to be written specifically for her, for a purpose, for the purpose of a get. Another tarot that Tosfos gets is that the standard of Lishma by Gittin is a much higher standard than the high standard of Lishma by Saita. And by woman, as we just learned in the Mishnah, it has to be very clearly written deliberately for her. Why? So I think the way to understand it is the way the Ramban says. We learned the concept many times in our Masechta, and that's the concept of krisis, that the purpose of the get is to create a total disconnection between the husband and the wife. And the lishma is an evidence of that krisis. Since the lishma is what creates the krisis, so if it's not a very high level lishma, it doesn't accomplish krisis. Says the Mishnah for the Yasimik Ken, even a bigger chiddush. Kosav Lagarish Sishtai. If somebody wrote a get told the shofar, write a get because I want to divorce my wife. For Nimlach, and after he gave those instructions, he changed his mind. He doesn't want a divorce. And Matzah ben Iroi, and he met somebody from the city. V'amalei shmi kishimcha. My name and your name is the same. V'shem ishtecha kishem, v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha. Our wives have the same names. Pasal legarishba. It can't be used for a divorce because it wasn't usable. It wasn't written for this couple, and since it wasn't written for this couple, then it's not acceptable. And the Gemara will explain, of course, why is this yes McCain? Why is this considered even a bigger chiddush? Yes McCain. Then the Gemara tells us another case. Ha'ilai shtei noshim. If a man had two wives, the shemesayim shavus, and they both have the identical name, the cost of garish tegayla. When the get was written, it was with his intention to divorce the older wife, even though she has the same name, he cannot use that get for the younger wife. Yosef Meken. Moreover, somebody tells a soifer, write the get, I know I want to divorce one of my wives, but I haven't yet decided which of them I want to divorce. So he says, write the get, and I want to have the right to decide who I should divorce. The halacha is pas lagarishba. He cannot use that get as a valid get. The Chishuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. We know that the Torah teaches us that if somebody violates his wife, the halacha is that if somebody violates his wife, he has to marry her. The Torah says v'loy seal isha, and they must remain married. So what would be the halacha if somebody has indeed two wives, and one wife is a woman that he married because of the halacha that we just mentioned, of loy seal isha, he has to remain married to her, and the other wife is a woman that he chose to marry. So now the case is that, as we just learned in the Mishnah, that he said, I'm going to divorce one of my wives, but at the time that he gave the instructions to the cipher, he didn't identify which wife does he mean. So is that going to be, is it obvious that he means the wife that he's not obligated to remain married with? And therefore, unlike what the Mishnah just said, the get would be a good get because it's obvious whom he meant. He meant the wife that he's not obligated to remain with. So the Chushuk Echemet says that even in such a case, the get would not be a valid get. Because he explains
Part of what the Mishnah is teaching us is that when a get is written, when a get is written, it has to be written with a clarity. It has to be written with a clarity who is the woman that's getting divorced. And even though it's most likely, given the circumstances that we just described, which of the two wives is getting divorced, it still lacks in that clarity. And since it lacks in that clarity, then it's not a good get. Says Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Karsa Lagaris Ishtai, if a cipher wrote the get before a certain couple, and then that couple, Baruch Hashem, decided not to get divorced, it can't be used for another couple. Valeratia, says the Gemara, the first case of the Mishnah, the Mai, what case is it that? Isn't it the identical case that they wrote the get for one couple and that's going to be used for the second couple? So the Gemara's question is, the Gemara's first question is, what is the difference between the first case and the second case of the Mishnah? Amra Papa, says the Papa, the first case of the Mishnah refers to a situation of Aish that the Sifrim Asuila Islam Raskinen. The get wasn't written at all for the purpose of effecting a divorce. Amra Vashi, Dekanami, and I'll prove to you that's the way to understand our Mishnah. The Ktani, let's learn the words of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Sifrim Makrin. The Sifrim were teaching the Talmidim. Like Kantani Sifrim Kaifrim, that they were reading. The word makrim indicates that they were teaching. So we see that the first case of the Mishnah is referring to a case of Sifrim who are learning, and then it happens to be that the names are equivalent to the names of this man who heard them learning. Shema Minah. But we learned. So now we've been able to explain the difference between the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah is a case where this get was not written as a get at all. The second case was that it was written as a get, but not for this couple. It wants to be used by another couple. So ask the Gemara, my Yesem Kain, what is each case chiddush? Tanya de Rabbi Shmo, says the Gemara, now we could understand the Mishnah very well. Loi zeh shenichtu d'shoyah l'shem gerushin. Not only in the first case of the Mishnah, would a get that was written in the first case of the Mishnah wasn't written for the purpose of being a get at all. Ella af zeh shenichtu l'shem gerushin. Even the second case of the Mishnah, would a get was written to effect a divorce, but not this couple, another couple, posel. V'loi zeh shenichtu l'shem gerushin today. And then we go on further in the Mishnah. Not only is the get, when it wasn't written for him getting divorced, for his husband's divorce, not valid if this man wants to use it. Where it was written for him to get divorced. But for a different wife, it's possible. And then the fourth case is, not even when it wasn't written for one of these wives. In this case, it was potentially written for one of these wives, because the husband said, I'm going to use this get for one of my wives. I just want to have the right to decide which one. Even in a case where it was written for this woman, retroactively we realize, as we're going to be learning, that the get was written for this woman, still it wasn't written, as we explained explicitly, clearly, for this man and this woman, it's possible. My Tama, why is that indeed the halacha? Because, says the Gemara Ikasif, if the Torah would have just written for nothing, sefer krisis biyada, havamina lamutei haich kama, we would understand why the first case of our Mishnah is not valid. The loy ovid l'shem krisis, the get wasn't written for the purpose of separating the man from the woman. Ava kasev l'garis ha-sishtai, in the case where somebody wrote a get with the intention of divorcing his wife, v'nimlach, and then he changes his mind, so that get was written for the purpose of gerushin. Eima kasha, that's why it says the Torah, the words of kasuf, that the husband has to be the one to instruct or write the get, not a different husband. V'kasuf rachman of a chasuf havamina lumutei hai. To speak about the second case, the loi ihu kasuf lo. It wasn't he, this husband, that's getting divorced, giving the instruction to write the get, or him writing the get for himself. Avi yesh loy shtei noshim, in a case where he has two wives. The iu kakosov lo, he's the one that's having the get written. Since he's the one that's having the get written, eim akosher, kos rachmana lo, that's why the Torah wrote the word law, to teach us law, lishma, that the get has to be written lishma, and any other way, it's not going to be a valid get. Says the Gemara, the Sefer Lomeli, and what is the point of the last case of the Mishnah, isn't that the same as the previous cases? Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah's come to teach us that we don't rely on Breira, we don't rely on retroactive designation, which we'll speak about more in the next year. We learned in the Mishnah, Kosov Lagaris is a Gedoyla. If somebody wrote the get to for the older wife, Lagashba as a Ketana, says the Gemara, and the same, of course, would be vice versa. Says the Gemara, Ketana hu delay matzo Lagashba. You can't use the get for another wife, Hagdoyla. But what is our Mishnah indicating? That if he wrote the get for the older wife, and then he changed his mind, matzah megarish ba, he would be able to use it as a get. Amar Rava, says Rava, from here we can learn, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, obviously they have the same name. If you have two people with the same name, Hadorim bir achas, they live in the same name, Metzin shtar choyiv al cherim, they could take out a shtar and say, you owe me money. That means that we have two people with identical names. And one person comes and says to the loiva, that you owe me money. And he says, I didn't borrow money from you. You owe me money. Here's the shtar. The person, the loiva, cannot say, well, I don't owe you money. I owe the other person with your name money. The raya is that a man could use a get to divorce his wife, even though he has another wife with the same name. The proof, as long as she has a get, that if that would be the case, that if the get, the two wives with the same name, and he gave his wife a get, and she shows up with that get, that is considered a valid get. Amle Rabaya, Elamata, Reisha Dektani, in the first case, in the earlier part of the Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah, where we learned the story of Shmi Kishimcha, where a man says to another man, first couple were about to get divorced, and then they changed the mind, and then the second one says, Shmi Kishimcha, my name is like your name, Pasla Garishbay. So we saw, Shein Hu Delay Matzim Garishbay. It's only the second couple, since the get wasn't written, Lishma, for them, can't use it as a get. Harisha Matzah Begrashbay, says the Gemara Hamrinan, but the Mishnah Masech Babasra Daf Kuf Ayin Beis tell us, Hamrinan V'loy Acha Yotzalai Ishtar Choyv, that if two people have the same name in a city, the halacha is that the malva, if there are two malvas with the same name, a malva could approach a loiva and tell the loiva, you owe me money. And the loiva cannot say, well, it's not you that I owe the money, I owe the other person with that name the money. Because the fact that this person is holding on to the document is an indication that he is whom the money is owed to. But let's say there are two people in the city with the same name, and he's the loiva. And I approach the loiva, and I say, you owe me money. And he says, I don't owe you money. It's the other person that owes you money. Since we have a rule, b'chala Torah kula, of amotzi mechaveira olav araya, the loiva could say, you need to bring proof that I am the one that owes you money. El ma'is l'chameima, what do we have to say? That our Mishnah is going according to opinion of Rebbe Loza, that made the Messiah Rebbe Loza he, and therefore, when we have Edi Messiah who saw the get, they know which is the wife that got divorced. Hachanami, that's why we're going to explain our Mishnah is going with Edi Messiah and Rebbe Loza he, and therefore we don't have any issue of that he has two wives with the same name. How could the get be valid? Because the get is valid because the Edim Asiris say, we know that this is the wife that received the get.